It's February 3rd, 2004. The Super Bowl halftime show featuring Janet Jackson's Nipplegate just aired. And we find out that Janet Dickinson is also a best-selling author. This is part of Make It Fashion.
Hello guys, and welcome to a new episode of Pod But Make It Fashion. I'm Dennis.
And I am Sander.
And today we're going to talk about episode 4 of America's Next Top Model. And this episode is called...
The Girl Who Needs 6 Months of Modeling School. And the episode starts with Mercedes talking about her immune system, disease, lupus.
It's immune deficiency disease.
Probably. Yes, it's a disease called lupus.
So sad.
And it's very sad, and she talks about it, that she is, you know, very tired, and she's losing her hair out of stress and stuff that's going on.
That would be the worst thing to happen. Like, do you know what the sad thing is? But because she was saying during the episode, it happens when you're stressed. Mm-hmm. And, well, as she says, like, it's a very stressful environment that you're in during America's Next Top Model. But, like, can you imagine it? You're being stressed, and then also your hair starts falling out. You get probably more stress.
Oh, so it's like Yeah, it's an ongoing vicious circle. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, stress gives you stress.
Sander said it here, people. Stress gives you stress.
I'm not a doctor, but I found that out myself. I did. And, after that, like, one kind of sad start, they get some boxing lessons.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing very special happens. Only that April and Camille are the last two girls standing, and everyone is cheering for April and not for Camille.
It's kind of getting, during this whole episode, you kind of get the feeling like everyone's against Camille. Like, they're not cheering on, and you get more looks from her as well, and you can also see in the editing that they trying to find Camille, her face is being like,
it's about Camille.
It's a hard knock life for Camille, is it? Well, not this episode, but in the shots, maybe.
Maybe in the shots, yeah. And then they, this whole episode, next to being about Camille, is about how they look. About your styling.
So not, is it style or just styling? Because actually it's both.
Well, it's about their style and about how they style themselves. So then it's about styling.
It's about how they style their style.
Ooh. Yes. And they meet Tyra and Simon. Tyra and Simon. And Tyra shows some pictures about of herself, where she says, well, I was here on the
worst
dress list. And everyone was talking about her when she had the worst dress. I'm like, I don't even know anyone saw you in that dress. But it was.
I didn't think they were that bad. Like, she showed two pictures. One picture, she had like a long skirt and like a black bikini top. And like, she had a big choker on, like a diamond choker. Okay, she's just like, yeah, I look like a hoe, but I've seen pictures on red carpets of people and I was like, that's bad. This wasn't bad.
I saw looks of Tyra in the show that were worse than this.
And also she showed she had a wedding dress and she made it purple. Or maybe people did it for, I don't know, but she was like, yeah, it was terrible. Like, they called me Glinda the Witch, and I was like, it wasn't ugly. Like, do you know what was worse? The black dress that Katie pulled out on the second episode, where she's like, oh my god, it's so beautiful. God. That was, I don't know.
They should have showed that dress.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like the most amazing, like, Valentino dress, whatever, but it's not, no.
No, but I don't know if Tyra was ever known as being a good dressed celebrity. She always is a little bit, top.
Was she known as a celebrity back then?
No. It was always with like a question mark, who is this woman with the ugly dress?
Who Tyra? The other Tyra.
But they looked at her pictures, and then the girls had to show themselves how they dress, and all the outfits were so early.
I loved it.
With like pumps, and then with like the socks over the pumps.
Oh, yeah,
like
leg warmers. Stockings.
Yeah, leg warmers. Yeah. It's so early 2000s.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah.
I had a girlfriend. She wasn't my girlfriend, but I had a friend. Your ex-girlfriend?
No.
She was my friend. I did have girlfriends then. Okay, that's another story. But she used to wear leg warmers all the time. And what was really in that, you had these thigh-high boots and then put leg warmers over it. That was a thing.
And then with like a Scottish skirt.
That's like the Christina Aguilera dirty.
And then with the tattoo necklace.
The choker. The choker, like the stretch choker thing that looked like a tattoo. Yeah.
And with like blonde hair with like red things around it. So Christina. That was in this era, right?
True.
Yeah. And then apparently Katie looks like a hooker.
True.
You called me a hoe, she says when she cries.
Katie, she did
look kind of like a hooker, actually.
Okay, no, the problem is, Katie, you're getting on my nerves because she's like, you called me a hoe. First of all, he didn't call you a hoe, as what he said. No, your outfit looks whorish. And why you start crying? Because you probably thought you looked amazing because... Oh, this is hilarious. She was like in front of me. She's like, yeah, well, I put like this on and like this on. And okay, I'm not going to say it, but in my mind, I think I look pretty and I think I'm amazing. So just tell me how good I am. And then she gets told she's not good. And then she starts crying. Oh my God, you cry, baby. Yeah. Like, it's hard to take criticism. I know. But don't, if something doesn't go your way, shit happens. Life goes on.
Yeah. And she cries every episode 10 times.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's a cry
but
again.
But can I say one thing? First about this is hilarious because I don't know who it was, but someone said like something like Katie wasn't having it, and then they do a shot of Tyra and her face goes like with the eyes. It was I don't know who was in charge of editing, but God bless you, baby. You did well a good
done.
Job
well done. Yeah, Tyra was over Katie.
It was hilarious. But another girl who was amazing, Ziomara, she looked fine.
Was it sarcastic or sarcastic?
No, she looked good. She looked good.
She had like a bra, but like what Tyra was wearing in the worst dress thing, but then in a good way.
Oh my God, you said it the right way. Yeah. I loved it. She had like the tube top, and she had like, I don't know, it was a skirt or pants or something, but it was like
MC urban. Hammer pants a little bit.
Yeah, it was. Oh, but those were in that days, like the low crotch, but it was like urban, but I liked it. Yeah. She was standing like, bam!
She has a good body, Ziomara. Mm-hmm. I like her look. Yep. Yeah. Then they meet Betsy Johnson.
Betsy?
Yeah, Betsy Johnson.
I want to say Betty.
Betty Johnson.
No,
BG.
Betsy.
The famous BG. And she had a shirt on with Guys Love BG, which can be Guys Love Betsy Johnson.
But we can't say that.
No.
Well, we can't say it. Well, we can, but... Well, maybe if we say
something some guys like. A BG.
Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect.
A BG. Look it up on Tinder. You
will. I look it up on Tinder!
I like BGs. And they have to wear each other's clothes in the challenge with Betsy Johnson. They have to walk the runway in a crazy way because Betsy Johnson's a little crazy.
Yeah, she likes it fun. She likes
quirky.
It
quirky.
Yeah, be funky.
And
to be fair, I'm kind of... What I don't get... Okay, so when you're a model, it's your job to be a mannequin and to walk the clothes. And I understand... From a certain point, like, your models have to be, like, fun and fancy. But then, in my opinion, then it's about the models. It's not about the clothes anymore. Because when they showed the clip of her runway show, which looked awesome, like, the clothes I thought they were pretty cool. But then the girl was, like, walking, and she was, like, her finger was going in her mouth, and she was touching her booty and stuff like that. And then I'm, like, but now I'm looking at you, but not at the clothing anymore.
Yeah, but...
Well, so I'm wondering, like, what... I understand that you want everything to be fun, but then I'm, like... Isn't it the job to present the clothing instead of presenting you as a... I'm thinking out loud.
I think I agree, but I think also with this, maybe Betsy Johnson was known for those kind of models. So then it's like more like... Then it's not about the clothing the model is wearing at that show, but then it's more about the branding of Betsy Johnson and her quirky models.
To be fair, I think that's what they do with Victoria's Secret runways.
Yeah, you don't look at the bra because they
have all the other things. You're not like, oh my God, look at that bra. You're like, ooh, look at that model. Probably the guys are going like...
And then they go after... And then you're like, ooh, I have to go to that store. And you will not search for that particular outfit, but the brand is known.
I think that makes sense. It's a branding thing.
We are so PR guys.
Oh my God!
See, we learn from America's Next Model how to be in fashion.
But then they get the assignment from Betsy Johnson that they have to pick from each other's clothing to style themselves into like a funky thing, and then they have to walk the runway. But I can say one thing, it's hilarious because Again, Katie gets comments from Betsy Johnson, and she's not having it. She's like, but I think I did. Well, okay, when I'm talking like that, it's how I think her mind goes. Because I think she's like thinking, oh my God, I did amazing, and you're going to compliment me that I'm so good again. And then she gets told she isn't, and then she's like, like, come on, spoiled brat. Oh, yeah. Just taking criticism, learn from it. Don't be like, no, it's not true in your mind, but just accept it, do what you want with it, and go on.
Yeah. Oh. True.
Same with Camille. She did the same thing.
Yeah, she always talks back when she gets...
clap back. Yeah, like, clap back.
But I learned from the blah, blah, blah. I think Sarah did good at this challenge. For the rest, I can't remember a lot of people, but I think Sarah looked good. But there was nothing special in this challenge for me. For you?
No, I thought there were a couple girls that were like doing it in a fun way. I thought Joanna did it fun. I thought someone in the beginning. I think it wasn't Mercedes. I think it was...
April?
Betsy liked her, but I...
Maybe Sarah. Sarah.
No. Sarah. Because with Sarah, I was like, Sarah?
No, it's Sarah, sorry.
Sarah. I don't know. I don't think I liked it. Mm. But I think it was... So not Mercedes, but I think it was Xiomara, where I was like, yeah, I kind of like what you're doing.
Could be Xiomara.
Yeah.
But Shandy won in the end.
I didn't get that.
Well, I liked her walk, and I was like, oh, she's doing good, but then... It looked like the critique that Betsy was giving, that she wasn't having it, but apparently she was. She was like, yeah.
Wait, Shandy wasn't having it?
No, that Betsy was like telling Shandy something like, oh yeah, don't try to be sexy. So when you say that, I think like, okay, she will not win because apparently Betsy thought Shandy was trying something else.
Yeah.
Then she wasn't. But then she said something like, yeah, even when you try to be sexy, I still saw the quirky thing in you or something like that. So that's why you won, because you are still yourself even when you try to be someone else. But a tip, don't try to be someone else. I don't know. I didn't really understand it, but...
Actually, when you're saying it, I kind of understand it. Yeah. Why she won that.
Yeah, but I'm not as quirky as Betsy. But I find it funny that Shandy said, because Shandy, you know, she's like the geeky girl and everyone likes her, but in a way that it looks sometimes that they feel bad for her. And Shandy acknowledged that herself, that she said, like, people always do to me like, oh, Shandy. And she is like, I don't need that. And that's why I like Shandy, that she's like aware people find me sad, but don't feel sorry for me.
You know
I
what like she this. Is? She's like the underdog. But you know what she is? In Dutch, we would say she has the gun factor. But I don't know how to translate that.
Well, yeah. Well, you said that you gun something.
Yeah, like, it's like...
You want her to do good.
You want her to do good. You'd be like, oh, but it's Shandy. Oh, yeah. I think that's kind of the thing that she...
And she does good. Right? In the competition, she's one of the, in my opinion, one of the front runners. Not in the middle. She's
in the middle to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think she's wow.
Well, overall, I haven't seen a picture of her that I don't like. And I think the judges also didn't.
No, but it's not a wow picture.
No, that's true. She hasn't won
it. That's why I'm saying she's in the middle. Yeah, she's caught up in the middle.
Humping through the little shoe webs. Sorry.
And then they get a special dinner.
With...
Adrian
Curry, winner of Cycle 1 of America's Next Top Model, walking in with the early 2000s fake Tom Ford glasses.
Fake?
No, probably not fake. Yeah. But they have dinner with Shandy, well, because she wanted, and she took Xiomara and Joanna with her. And they had a nice meal.
They had a nice meal.
Where you know what I found Adrian was bragging about her top model life.
No, but you know what's hilarious? It was, I think the whole thing was one big ad. Because she had like the necklace on, and he was only talking about the necklace and like the
from
shots
from Sephora or something.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what it was, but it was only about. I was like, this is a pure ad thing. Like, oh, it was just too hilarious to watch.
Yeah, and at dinner,
nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Well, Xiomara impersonates. I think she impersonated Camille, while we see Katie impersonating everyone back at the house with their walk.
The Xiomara one wasn't actually, I was like, oh, well, fine. But when Katie started doing people, I was like, girl, why do you have to be that way?
I'm also like, oh, Xiomara, that's not nice, but I forgive you. But then with Katie, I'm like, no, that's not nice.
But with Xiomara, it was like because she was mad about that Camille broke her earring.
Oh.
So I kind of get that she was like, nah,
yeah.
But with Katie, it was like, now you're just being like stingy to, no, not stingy, you're just being like pity. You're pitying yourself by doing other people how they walk, and to be like to make you feel better. That's how it comes across. Like,
and everyone was laughing, which made it also like, oh, that's mean of you. And the only one who wasn't there was Camille. So that was a little one plus point for Camille. She was not doing it. Camille, come on.
If she was there, she was probably not having it as well. No. But I think Camille is like, I'm here to win. So she's not there to have fun.
And you little girls just play around. Yeah. You little minions. And we see Mercedes calling her mom, feeling sad. Oh.
She's kind of like a little bit... You think Shandy is like the cute one, but actually I think it's Mercedes this whole group. Because she's like, aww, to me.
And she has such a cute face with her dimples in her cheeks.
She has dimples?
On one side, at least.
Really? I'm going to look at that next episode.
She has a cute face, yeah. All right. Photo shoot, I think, right?
Photo shoot, yes.
We go nice shoot. Photo shoot. Impersonating different celebrities.
I thought this was a cool shoot.
It was cool.
Like, the idea of it, because I was shocked how some girls looked alike at the people they were supposed to be.
And it was not freaky. Even that they had to be like, oh, you have to exactly, well, in some cases, you have to exactly look like them, but it's more like you have to feel them. And then it came across. Because, like, for example, Shandy had to be Nicole Kidman. Well, she didn't exactly look like Nicole Kidman, but she
gave me that vibe.
She gave the vibe. And that's what it was, yeah. And it was nice that they made, like, magazine covers out of it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
America's Next Top Model magazine. If that would be a real magazine, I would totally buy it.
America's Next Top.
Well, they made, like, the magazine name was, like, ANTM.
They should do... Tyra, here's a new idea for you. Make an America's Next Top Model magazine.
The America's Next Top magazine.
What would be in it, though? Just pictures of old contestants.
Contestants and where they are now. Maybe an interview with the cutest fans of the show, a.k.a. Dennis and Sander.
That would be hilarious. That would be cool.
Oh my God.
But, yeah. Well,
I don't think anyone will buy it, except for us.
Never say never. That's true. Maybe it'll happen. We said it here first, people. But during the shoot, you know what I find hilarious? That you can see that... Okay, I'm going to say it wrong. Janacea?
For the first time you said it right. Janacea.
Janacea?
Or am I not confused? Janacea. No, it's Janacea.
I don't know. Yeah. Never mind. Janacea. You know who I'm talking about.
Janacea.
She is clapping back. But to be fair, I think she's over the whole thing because she's trying to be something she's not, as in she's trying to be tall. Because in the beginning of the episode, when she explained her outfit, what they had to show for Simon, mm-hmm. whatever, she's like, yeah, I chose this because then my legs look longer. Then Tyra says to her, like, don't try to be something you're not. Just be who you are. And then during the... there was something else with length. I don't know. But you can tell...
Yeah.
No, that was during the judging. But during the shoot, you can tell, like, she's getting in her head. She's, like, over it. But she is clapping back. And again, editor, you're doing a good job. You see... You see Tyra's face and she's like, and I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah, because I do think with the clapping back, I had the feeling, I don't know how you felt, that it was edited a little bit. Because she was making a joke like, oh, I have to do this, blah, blah, blah. But then after that, maybe you have to look it back, because I had a feeling when she was saying that, you saw like in the background the photographer and he was like laughing a little bit. So I had a little bit feeling that she was... making a joke which was in the right occasion, but then after that, with the editing of the mean face of Tyra, it looked like it was not well received, while in real time it was more like a fun shoot. I'm not really sure.
Maybe.
Because if it would have been really that bad, they also would have brought it up at judging.
Did she say that?
I don't think they talked about her attitude.
No.
If it was really that bad as they made it look, I think Tyra would have said, like, well, in your attitude at judging, true, I don't think she did have a bad attitude. They just had to get a reason to get rid of her. Thinking that we thought, oh, she's mean and she's over. Yeah. But I think she was a little bit over. She didn't take it that serious.
No.
And her photo was okay. Let's go through all the girls at the shoot. Because we had Joanna, she was Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks like Audrey Hepburn with the big eyes. Yep. Super cute. Then we had Janacea, which we just talked about. Sarah, Angelina Jolie. I don't think she looked like Angelina Jolie. She just looked like Tomb Raider, like the character.
But to be fair, that is Angelina Jolie.
That's true. But she's so pretty, Sarah.
I don't know what you see in her.
She's like, even sexy, even like Eastern European feature, a little bit like she's half, like, what did she say? Like,
I don't know.
Half Moroccan or something.
April is more interesting in that way.
That's true. And I'm glad that they didn't make her Lucy Liu, like the on-the-nose typical thing. She was Katharina Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Camille Diana Ross. Cool hair, but I don't know. I just, with Camille, her face, she's super pretty, but it is never interesting to me. She's too pretty.
Plain.
Yeah, it's too plain. There's not like, for example, Xiomara is more interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Her face. Yep. I mean, Camille, I'm always like, yeah, you're a beauty pageant. Just like Robin last year. It's okay. You're
there
pretty.
There we have Robin again.
Robin.
You're always coming back to us, baby.
Every season we're going to talk about Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Then Shandy and Nicole Kidman. Gorgeous. in my opinion. Katie, Marilyn Monroe. I think that's a hard one because it's a little bit on the nose, over the top, like, you know.
Oh, no, I didn't think so.
And Xiomara Grace Jones.
I would have said Tinkerbell with Katie.
Ooh.
That would have been hilarious.
But she's with not the a pixie celebra- cut,
she's
yeah.
not a celebrity.
She's
though.
Not a celebrity. Or maybe like, what's her name? Reese Witherspoon.
She never had a pixie cut.
No, but like, I don't know. I had a feeling because maybe is Witherspoon the voice of Tinkerbell? I don't know.
No.
Whatever. And a Mercedes Billie Holiday. I don't actually know how...
Tinkerbell doesn't have a voice.
In the later movies, they do.
Yeah, in the newer movies.
I think it is Reese Witherspoon in the later movies.
Really? Okay, we're gonna look it up.
And Mercedes Billie Holiday, but I can't picture Billie Holiday actually now.
I know the name, but...
Let's look her up now while we are talking. But, or not.
No, you can look it up.
Yeah, shall we look it up? Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday... Really? To be fair, maybe it's like a sin that we don't know it actually.
Ah,
no idea.
This is with the same outfit as what she was wearing.
Yeah, but it's not. When I see this, I'm not thinking, "Oh, Mercedes, you
look
like that."
No, that's true. No. But Mercedes looked very pretty in the picture.
Yeah, she. Yeah.
Yeah.
She also has the gun factor.
Oh yeah. Who has it as well? Shandy Mercedes. Yeah. All right. Well, the photo shoot, I think everyone did well. There was a little bit of drama because Xiomara was not happy with the fact that she was Grace Jones because she felt that she didn't look like her. This was total blackface, actually, what happened here.
No, this is not black. You can't say that, Sander. No. But no, this is like the op. Well,
They made her darker.
Yeah, but then it's not blackface because blackface is when white people make themselves black.
Yeah, well, this is... Well, she is a little bit black.
This
and
is
I made
just,
her
this
blacker.
Is just an extreme spray tan. Yeah.
There will be two photo shoots in future where they do that, where they change, like, ethnicity, and there's now a lot of debate about it. Oh. That they say, like, it's blackface, which, I kind of agree with. I don't know. Like,
but
why
if
it, would you
but
do
if
it?
If, is it blackface when you make a dark person darker?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Or should I say blacker?
Well, they did talk about it at judging. She said, like, yeah, people who are a little... That Tyra said something that people who are a little bit dark, they always feel offended when they have to be getting
girls.
Dark.
Yeah. And girls, but that's like, maybe a thing because maybe they want... I don't know.
I would have liked it to say... Would have also with her, like, be like, okay, feel Grace Jones. Instead of making it so obvious, we're going to paint you the same
Yeah, but to
skin
be fair,
color.
Grace Jones did have a look.
That's true.
She, like, if you see Grace Jones, you know that's Grace Jones.
Grace Jones looks so cool always.
Yes.
Yeah. Very and I
stylish.
Think Xiomara did very well.
She did
well.
Awesome.
She did very good. That was, so that was, good. And you could tell that the picture would be cool because her outfit and the legs of Xiomara, they are like 3 meters long.
Oh, beautiful.
Whoa, beautiful, yeah. Okay. End of the photo shoot? Katie calling her boyfriend and crying again.
Oh, but
I like her boyfriend. Again, he's like, come on, Katie, my girl is not a quitter, he said.
That kind of irked me when he said, my girlfriend is not a quitter. I'm like, your girlfriend can decide what she wants to do herself, first of all.
Ooh,
yeah, it's kind of like...
Maybe a little bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, I don't know. But
maybe he's older.
To be fair, I did kind of like that he was like, girl, come on, and suck it up.
Yeah, pull yourself together.
Pull yourself together, girl. Have some pride.
We are all rooting for you, Katie. All right, judging then, right?
Judging. Yeah. Why do they have these challenges during judging? Because first of all, they don't do anything with it.
No.
And it doesn't do anything with the judging. It doesn't determine if they go or if they can stay.
No. That's true. That's what we talked about last week as well.
It's just weird.
You can do the worst and you will not get eliminated, and you can do the best and you will still can get
eliminated. And also this whole judging was boring because to me every picture was pretty. There was none that was like but ugly.
No, that's true. All the pictures were nice. But can I tell first, we saw the judges and Nigel, he looked like he went on holiday.
Did he speak during this whole judging? Said no, I didn't say a
word. Don't think you would care if he would speak. You just want to look at him.
No, but it didn't seem that
the
much.
Less he said, the more the better.
Just shut up and ride.
Shut up. I love BJ. Dennis loved BJ. I don't know. He looked tanned, like he went on holiday.
Maybe he went to maybe he also had a little bit of spray.
Oh yes. He wanted to look like Grace Jones. And it was funny that now suddenly Janice is not only the world's first supermodel, but she's like a best-selling author.
Yeah.
And then it's funny, like, Janice is a best-selling author and the world's first supermodel, so she says.
Yeah.
Like, rare.
There's always kind of a thing between Janice and Tyra where I'm like,
Later on when she leaves the show, it's apparent that there really was like an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Giselle said the same, right? that there was like a thing between them, that Kimura was like in between of them, like girls, girls, girls.
Yeah,
I think they're two big personalities and they clash.
Well, to be fair, I think Janice is kind of cuckoo. Have you ever seen the series where she has her own modeling agency?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, that Janice, she's a
like, she's hard to work with. I think
hard, impossible. In the first season, I remember there was a guy who was like doing the business side, and he was like, after the first season, he quit because he couldn't work with her.
And I think that Tyra is a perfectionist, so I don't think that works together, because I think Tyra is like, we have to do it straight, blah, 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 and Janice is like, all over the place.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that like that, but I would now. I think they're just, what you say, they're both big personalities, but I think Janice is just like, she's like, bah!
Yeah,
she's, and it's not crazy. That what she's saying, that it's garbage, but she's like, she has something to say, she says it out loud.
She said it out loud, yeah. But what she says is, actually, I almost always agree with Janice.
True, true. It's not like she's lying or something, but no. Sometimes I'm like, maybe you shouldn't have said that in this situation.
That's true. Totally agree. Totally agree. But there's a thing, and you can tell it now. But apparently she's also an author. We should buy her book.
A best-selling, just like the book. A best-selling author.
Yeah. Just like the book of J. Manuel.
Yeah, there's a new book of
it. That's it lies here on the table. I just bought it last week. The Wick, the Peep, I can't say it, and The Meltdown, the new book of J. Manuel. I'm going to start reading it. Oh, a novel.
It's so hilarious. It's like this, like The Wick, the Beep, and then you can say it, and The Meltdown, a novel by J. Manuel.
And then there's also saying, the devil also wears cheap shoes.
It's hilarious.
I'm looking forward to reading it. Well, if guys, people, if you read it, maybe I can post this on the Instagram. Like, ask if people already read it and what they think of it.
Yeah, make a story out of it.
Yeah, let us know if you read the story, the book, if you like it or not, and you know, and don't spoil the ending, because I when maybe the I don't know when they kill all the models, or I don't know.
But the funny thing is about the whole, back to the judging.
Yeah,
is that I didn't have any tops or bottoms, because everyone was kind of like, okay.
Well, I have three plus plus.
Okay.
Like, well, I have a lot of pluses and three plus plus. Who are picture your plus wise, pluses? Joanna, Shandy, and Xiomara.
Then why wasn't April a plus plus?
Because it was a plus.
But why? That's
okay.
Oh, I get that. I'm asking why it wasn't a plus plus.
I think because maybe she didn't look into the camera, and I think when it's a cover shoot, I don't know if they actually knew that they were doing like a fake cover shoot. But I think if you have a cover, you have to look into the camera to pay it, to get the attention of the people who walk through the store.
Okay, so AKA bullshit. crap! I couldn't have said that. Never mind. Beep. It's done now. What? Who else did you have? Just a single plus?
Sarah.
Okay, I agree with that.
And Mercedes. And Janasha and Katie plus minus.
Yeah. I have Sarah and Mercedes as Sarah and also as a plus minus, and Janasha and Katie. But yeah.
And Camille fair, also plus minus.
They weren't that bad. They were still good. Like, they were all good pictures.
What was your favorite picture? What would have been your first call out?
I think Joanna.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, or Shen or Simara, I can't choose. But the first call out was Mercedes. I think also because they start now the storyline of her like, the lupus. Oh, we're going to lose your personality. We want the spirit back. Like, you don't know, Tyra, what's going on. Like, come on, you know. And you now act like you don't know. Like, yeah. Where's Mercedes? And I think Mercedes also knows that she's like, okay, this is going to be my storyline, so I want...
I don't think they... No? They think they don't know at that
time. No, that's true. Back then there was no social media.
I was going to say that they had no idea about storyline and real life television. Reality. Reality, thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Bottom two, Janasha and Katie, do you agree with that?
I don't know. But, with the pictures, they could have picked whatever I want, whoever they wanted, but... Watching the whole episode, I kind of agree, because I see with Janasha, that she's kind of over it. And with Katie, I'm like, just get the hell out. You're done. You only want to hear that you're good, and you don't want any criticism, so good luck with that.
Yeah, for me now, like, I really, like, especially in the beginning, we were, like, big fans, and still are big fans of Janasha, but she was going back into the background a little bit more. But, like, the first episode and the second episode, we were, like, Team Janasha all the way.
Yeah.
But she wasn't, like, so prominent in the show anymore. She was fading.
I think she was in the beginning a nice personality, and I think she still is. But
she is.
Photo-wise, she was, like, she's fine.
Yeah, and especially when all the pictures are good, you have to pick something. But I'm now with eight people left, because you know Janasha left. I want Katie out. I don't know why, but I want her out.
Yeah, Katie and Camille, bye, please.
Yeah, bye-bye. And then we have six left, and they can go to the abroad location and have a big party there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But we'll see, because actually...
You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to get eliminated. Who do you think next week will be eliminated? I will not say who it will be, but who do you think?
Okay, we have left?
We have left.
No. Let me see. Okay, so it's hard because, okay.
Yeah, you don't know how they're going to do.
No, because do you know what it is? It's the same thing as the pictures right now. They were all good.
Yeah, but if, for example, if all the pictures were okay, like how they are standing in the competition now, who do you think have the biggest chance of how the judges talk to them and the pictures have been till now? Who are not the front runners? You can also say two people.
Yeah, I think, but it's not my personal opinion, but I think looking at everything, it would be like Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe Mercedes, but I don't know why. It's
okay.
To be fair, I have no idea.
No,
because it could also be that it could be Katie because of a whole she's annoying and everything.
Yeah.
And I do know who's gonna win.
Yeah. You do know that.
Yeah.
But for the rest, you don't know who's going to.
But to be fair, the girl who's going to win, I'm like, yeah, girl.
Oh yeah. Yes, so pretty.
But yeah, and on that note.
I think we're done, right?
That's everything for today.
Yes.
So I'll say let's see each other next week and then we'll talk again.
Yes, see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.